Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, David DeCastro is getting shredded on Twitter right now. Absolutely shredded on Twitter right now. It's kind of amazing. We talked about him. He was our bonehead of the day last hour as former teammate of Andrew Luck at Stanford, now plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he said in an interview about Andrew Luck, he was talking about how much he respects Andrew Luck, of course, friend of Andrew Luck's. But then he started attacking NFL fans after he was asked about the few smattering of boos at Lucas Oil Stadium after Andrew Luck was found out was going to announce his retirement after the preseason game on Saturday, and David DeCastro saying, "All fans treat us like circus animals." No, they don't. They do not. Fans like to be loud and brash on social media, but they're also paying your salary, David DeCastro. Oh, goodness. I don't understand. Sometimes on here, we talk about entitled athletes, and you go, "Well, entitled athletes, what are you talking about?" Yeah, this is it. This is the shining example of it. Andrew Luck made just shy of $100 million, may or may not have to pay some of that back, depending on what the Colts do. So we're talking about generational money. David DeCastro, the offensive guard who's played 7 years in the National Football League, his latest contract, this is his first big contract after the rookie one, he signed a 5-year, $50 million contract. So if that plays out, David DeCastro will have made $50 million just off this contract playing in the National Football League. I just can't stop talking about this because it's so humorous to me. It really is. This would be like fans on Twitter or a radio host taking, remember all the nonsense that's happened in Kansas City the last couple of years with off-the-field player problems, Kareem Hunt, and then Tyreek Hill. Hunt's gone. Hill's still there, although who knows? Maybe he won't be for very long. Probably will be because he's a good NFL player, I guess, and that trumps everything. My point is, imagine if somebody said, all the Chiefs players are terrible people because look at what a couple of their players did. They're all child beaters and women abusers, right? I mean, come on. How eye-roll-worthy would that be? Just about as eye-roll-worthy as David DeCastro's statement. This hour on the program, we're going to go inside NFL training camp. We'll talk about the Patriots, and that will wrap up our AFC inside NFL training camps tomorrow. We're supposed to get on Washington Reporter today. A little miscommunication about the time. So we will start our NFC around and inside the NFL tomorrow, and then we'll speed through it because we've got to get through it by the first Saints game, which is just 2 weeks away. Phone lines are open for you at 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870. Here's a couple of texts. One from the 504. "Sign me up for the circus, please. They pay, or the pay looks good." Yeah, it does. Here's a text from the 504. "Hello, Seth. Earlier in the day, I heard Bobby Hebert say you can't win games making that many penalties." Well, that's not true. The Saints did win the game. Well, to Bobby's point, and the text goes on here, but to Bobby's point, we haven't talked a lot about that Saints game because we're going to talk a lot of Saints tomorrow, but outside of the first drive, we could talk about it ad nauseum, but there's more important stuff to talk about today, like the East Bank All-Stars win the Little League World Series. We have talked some Saints, of course, the Sheldon Rankin's getting back, but it was an ugly game. It's one of the reasons why I haven't talked a lot about it. It was an eyesore. If you don't and didn't know, Saints and Jets set a preseason NFL record for most penalties. 31 penalties in that football game. 31. That's 15 and a half average for each team. It's incredible. You get half of that in one game. You get 7 penalties in one game. And Sean Payton is probably going to be talking about it in the locker room and in the post-game press conference. 31 penalties? Now, here's why I'm not too worried about it. Number one, a lot of the Saints' regular players weren't out there. Number two, this is preseason football. What happens in preseason football usually? The referees throw a lot more flags than they do in the regular season. And they do that specifically and in a calculated way because they want the players to get used to some of the rules of emphasis that they'll have to deal with during the regular season. Now, all these pass interference, ticky-tack pass interference and holding calls that the Saints got and the Jets got the other day, a big portion of those, and I'll be kind here to the officials, won't be called in the regular season. I'll just put it that way. Here's a text from the 985. Watching Breeze play is one of the main reasons I go to Saints games. It has been a pure joy to watch him play over the last few years. I treasure every down that I'm blessed with to watch him play. There you go. That's going back to what I said last hour. It's been very obvious to me anyways that we need to take a step back from all this, you know, prognosticating about the future and who the next Drew Brees or Tom Brady are, great quarterbacks are. Just enjoy the heck out of the all-time great quarterbacks we get to watch play right now. Yes, of course, Drew Brees, but that also includes Tom Brady. I told you I get tired of athletes taking shots at fans. Another thing that I get tired of is people taking shots at Tom Brady. Like, I understand you get tired of the Patriots winning. Tom has it all, 6 Super Bowl rings, Super Bowl model wife, a supermodel wife. And she's probably a Super Bowl model, too. She's probably got a few pictures with a Lombardi trophy. And so he's got it all. A little envious, right? Come on, though. Watch the guy play. He's incredible. Incredible. I sincerely hope that it's Saints-Patriots in February. How special would that be? 2 quarterbacks in their 40s? 2 future Hall of Famers? Probably 2 of the 5 best, in my mind, quarterbacks of all time playing against each other? Yeah, I hope it's Drew against Tom. Text from the 504. Actually, after paying his agent and all the taxes, we'll clear about $55 million out of that $100 million. Okay. Yeah. So do you feel bad for Andrew Luck that he made after taxes $55 million? Is that something I'm supposed to feel bad about? I did see a lot of that on Twitter, like RIP Andrew Luck. I feel so bad for Andrew Luck. It's hard not to feel for the guy that he once loved football. But frankly, I'm not throwing a pity party for Andrew Luck, who is making and has made $100 million in the league. He's got generational money. And it didn't sound like he wanted to play in the NFL anymore. So you know what? Andrew's happier now, and I will be happier now for him. I think the NFL's in a worse spot. There's no doubt about it. Love to talk some Saints or NFL or anything with you. Even East Bank All-Stars as they won the Little League World Series Championship. Open lines pretty much the rest of this hour. 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Our text line's 870-870. The last lap continues on WWL. That was Colts coach Frank Reich on his star quarterback calling it quits. Well, I guess ex-star quarterback Andrew Luck calling it quits. Welcome back to the show. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Was Andrew Luck's retirement the most shocking in NFL history? You can cast your votes at WWL.com or the radio.com app. It's the most shocking NFL retirement in my lifetime. I would say Barry Sanders, a close second. Calvin Johnson, probably third on that list. Patrick Willis in the top 5. All time, this was before my time. You might have to go with Jim Brown. I mean, Jim Brown and Andrew Luck probably 1A and 1B either way there. I mean, Jim Brown is widely regarded as the best running back in NFL history, even though he only played till age 29. Sound familiar? But the reason this is different is we're talking a quarterback with all of the rules in the NFL that are designed to keep quarterbacks healthy now, all the Tom Brady rules, right? I'm using air quotes there. And also all the money that quarterbacks make in this league. But Andrew came from a very well-off family. His dad, Oliver, played in the NFL. Upper-class family. His dad now is the CEO of the XFL. Speaking of that, I will dispel one big rumor out there that Andrew Luck is going to retire so he can play in the XFL. Well, it might happen way down the road, but he contractually cannot play in the XFL until at least 2022. It's how long he's under contract with the Colts. And you know the NFL, even if for some odd reason that Jim Irsay and the Colts wanted to let him out of that, there is no way that the NFL as a whole wouldn't kind of grab Jim Irsay by the ears and say, you can't do this. This is setting a bad precedent. So Andrew Luck, I mean, is there a possibility he plays in the XFL? Maybe one day, but he's a long way off from that. I mean, I'm going to take Andrew Luck at his word when he says playing football wasn't fun anymore. May we see Andrew Luck back in the NFL? Eventually, sure. Sure, he's young enough. He takes a couple of years off. His body starts feeling really good, and he gets that passion back when he's 32, 33. Yeah. I think it's a possibility. Am I predicting it? No, I'm not. Just because when you made that much money, maybe you want to go do a lot of the other things with your life. Well, we're kicking off the football season in a couple of weeks on a Monday here. About this time, we'll be talking about the end of that Saints-Texans game on Monday night. But we're going to kick off our season with the Who Dat Nation Rally and Music Fest Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right before that. That's September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Good food, great music, big-time family fun. It's going to be at LaSalle Park in Metairie. Great lineup to this of music acts, including the producers, Cowboy Mouth, New Power Generation, Family Stone, Supercharger, the Tomcats, a whole bunch more. Plus, Friday night, you're going to want to be there for this. They're going to have a very special tribute to all the music greats that we've lost over the last year or so. Art Neville, Dr. John, Fats, Alan Toussaint, everybody else. Irma Thomas is going to play during that one. Deacon John, Renard Poche, others will perform. And you can get your tickets right now at whodatnationevents.com, and this is presented by Bud Light. On a separate note from us, if you want to attend one or both of the VIP shows at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center, you can get your tickets now before they're sold out. So each day they're going to have one big musical act at the JPAC. Saturday the 7th from 5:30 to 6:45, it's the Guess Who. Blood, Sweat, and Tears on Sunday, September 8th from 4:30 to 5:45. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And remember, each VIP experience ticket comes with weekend passes to the Who Dat Nation Rally and Music Festival. Get all the info you need at WhoDatNationEvents.com. Again, WhoDatNationEvents.com. Phone line's open for you, 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870. Here's a text from the 985. Could see Luck coaching quarterbacks at Stanford. I mean, Luck does have that very cerebral part of his game where I think he'd make one heck of a coach. I could see him get into coaching, no doubt. Text from the 985, is it possible for the XFL to buy Andrew Luck's contract from the Colts? They could try. There's probably some way they could try, but that because of the CBA, they'd have to go through all sorts of bureaucracy and red tape. And again, just think about this from the NFL's perspective. Is the NFL going to let one of their stars out of a contract to go play for their competitors in the middle of his contract? No way. No way. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense, any business sense for them. East Bank All-Stars won the Little League World Series yesterday. We've got coverage on our website at WWL.com. Incredible. And New Orleans, of course, led ESPN and television ratings and ABC for the championship. Number one market in the country for the Little League World Series is a 13.6 rating. That's 13.6% of all TVs in the market tuned to that yesterday. 22.7 share. That's shares are 22.7% of TVs that were on at that point. A little comparison here for you. NFL games, Saints games in the market usually get about a 50 rating, so not even approaching that. But other NFL games, about that number. So, there you go. Sounds like we love to watch those East Bank All-Stars. I know I did. Piece from Christian Garrick online right now at WWL.com. LSU looking to stay disciplined against Georgia Southern. Coach Ed Orgeron had his pre-week one press conference over in Baton Rouge today, and a lot of coach speak like we're used to hearing in these press conferences from Coach O. Saying they got to tackle really well. Going to have to put in some good work. They got a really disciplined defense. They got a really disciplined offense. With that option, we're going to have to be disciplined. Let's be honest here. LSU's should not have. I hate to go and say they're not going to have after what happened with Troy a few years ago, so I won't use that verbiage. But LSU should not have any problem with Georgia Southern. If LSU has problems with Georgia Southern, maybe this is not the season that we thought it was going to be for LSU. This is the tune-up. This is their preseason, so to speak, before they go to Austin the following week. Got to tell you that that game of Florida and Miami that we were kind of watching on a different screen as we watched the Saints on Saturday night, kind of ugly but kind of intriguing. I mean, it was the highest rated game I heard on ESPN for a college football opener since, what was it, 2016? So quite a few years now. Those aren't apples to apples because ESPN isn't going up against any other college football games that night. Right? They had this week zero that they carved out so they could kind of own the opening weekend. And I would love to see those ratings outside of the state of Florida and outside of, just frankly, the South. Let's see those come in. Here is a text from the 504 saying, legendary baseball team. We'll remember them for the next 50 years. Yes, yeah, no doubt about that. We'll be talking about this one in 2069 instead of 2019 on their 50-year anniversary. We'll probably have them back, and I don't know. I don't know if there'll be radio then or TV or, you know, it'll be some other kind of sports media. We'll be having all those guys on, coming back and remembering their run. Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer playing right now. Actually, it's a Federer playing right now. Pardon me. I lost the first set, but has bounced back, won the next two sets. He's up 3-2. In the fourth set early on in the French Open, it's Sergio Nadal. So Roger Federer trying to advance on in the U.S. Open. Looks like Djokovic, the favorite on the men's side. Serena Williams, one of the favorites on the women's side. That tournament, again, just getting started. Djokovic, the number one player in the world. Federer, the number three player in the world. Tomorrow on the show, I cannot wait for tomorrow's show. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially in hours number one and two, as over the weekend, I posted about 10 different surveys or fan polls on Twitter. I did this last year. I did it again this year. I wanted to get Saints fans' reaction to everything from their win total, Drew Brees' passing yards, to who the breakout player at camp was, to where the Saints need to get to before you wouldn't be disappointed in their season. Really fun show tomorrow that we're going to have. We'll talk a lot more Saints than we did today. The big news of the day for the Saints, if you did not hear it, great news for the Saints, was that Sheldon Rankin's off the PUP list and back to practice. And this was a shocker to most people around here who thought, as Sean Payton said, I had a schedule, Sheldon Rankin's was earlier in camp, and we all kind of said, oh, Sean's just saying that to say it. He wasn't just saying it to say it. He's back. I think most of us thought Rankins would be on that PUP list until the middle part of the season and come back and play for the first time in week eight. I'm going to play a lot sooner than that, or they wouldn't have taken him off there. We'll take a break. After this, we're going inside NFL training camp to New England. And we had also planned to go to Washington, but we had to reschedule that. So I guess it kind of works out because that means our AFC slate is complete. We'll go to the NFC starting tomorrow, and we'll burn through that the next couple of weeks before the Saints opening game. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls, and love to talk to you. You're out there listening tonight. What do you want to talk about? What are you thinking about in the world of sports? Give me a call. Come rap with me. 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870. And also, we've got Sports Libs, the return of Sports Libs. As Logan's feeling better this week, we'll do that next. And look, stick around to the top of the hour, because as I always do, I leave you with a moment of zen, but we're going to replay Andrew Luck's very emotional retirement press conference that you can hear. It's about 3 minutes, and it's worth all 180 seconds of it. That's coming up on the last lap. All right, before we get to Sports Libs, I got to talk about the real important news of the last 24 hours or so, Logan. There were not one, but two Star Wars trailers released. Have you seen these yet?
I've only seen one of them.
Which one? The Mandalorian or the...
Oh, no, no. I have actually seen both of them, in fact, if that's the case.
Yes.
I thought there was two for the new
movie. The Rise of Skywalker? No, just the one for that, which I won't spoil anything. I know some people are anti-trailer, anti-preview, because you think that spoils some of the movies, so I won't. I will just say that I was very, very excited for what they did with one of the titular characters there. I also love The Mandalorian. That looked really gritty. It's my kind of show.
Yeah, no. So my friend actually happened to walk in while I was watching that trailer for The Mandalorian, and he was asking, like, what time frame does this take place in? I had no idea. So the entire time we were watching the trailer for the first time, we were trying to figure out, like, what point in the timeline does this take place? And I find what they're trying to do very interesting, because
it's right after the first trilogy, right? Or I guess The Last Jedi.
Yeah,
is that right?
At least I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's like the fall of the Empire.
Yeah,
first time.
So we should be in for quite a treat with this series. I feel like they might do something really cool with this.
Oh, I think so too. It has Pedro Pascal. He's from Narcos and also from Game of Thrones. Played over in Martell there. Great actor. Loved it. And I, like I said, I love like the darker, grittier takes that we don't always get from Disney and Star Wars. Like Rogue One is maybe my favorite Star Wars movie because of that. So yeah, I'm all in for this, man.
I mean, I just happen to be a very big Mandalorian fan. The
Boba Fett?
Yeah. Boba Fett, the Mandalorians from like the like series of things that were shown way before the first trilogy.
Oh. So there you go.
Yeah. Because there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened like way back when that was,
it's canon in long time ago. Yeah, I love it. I can't wait. And both of these, the movie obviously in December. Before that, I think November is when the new show. So I look, they just got free airtime here, but I don't care because I love Star Wars that much, and Christian Garrick would approve. With that, let's do some Sports Libs. Slogan. It's the return of Sports Libs, like Mad Libs. Slogan's got a handful of sports sentences that we have to fill in, you and I together. You can do it on our text line at 870-870. What you got, Logan?
Well, first up, we have the most promising member of the Saints coming out of training camp is blank.
I'm going to say Deonte Harris, the guy nobody saw coming, that looks like he has a chance to be an electrifying returner in the NFL if he can get his ball security problems under control.
All right, next up here we have blank is really going to stand out during this next Saints game.
The lack of recognizable names is really going to stand out. I don't envy Zach Strief, who has to call this game, and he's going to be talking about players on both sides that he's never heard of, that he's going to be double, triple, quadruple checking his flip card. So it's a lot of players that you won't see on NFL Sundays, but look, good for them. They get their moment.
All I've got to say about that is I find myself sometimes having to Google search some of the players when I put their names
down. That's right. When you play, you would do the sound. You cut up the sound here in the studio. All right, next.
Next one up here, we have college football really needs blank.
A good team west of the Red River in Texas. How about that? That would certainly help out ratings, I think, but I don't think there is one this year.
All right, next up we have LSU's most exciting prospect this camp is blank.
I mean, from what everybody's talking, and I'm just going on Coach O, I'll say Joe Burrow. I can't wait to see him against Texas. I want to see how he's improved and how Joe Brady's and what Joe Brady's done with him.
All right, and last up here we have, I want to see blank live up to the hype.
How about, I really want to see these Star Wars, the movie and the show, live up to the hype. So that's what I'm going with. It's the top of my Ryan right now. That's Sports Libs. Logan and Seth back wrapping up our show. Don't go anywhere. We've got Andrew Luck in full announcing his retirement. One final look at our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Thanks to everybody who voted on that at WWL.com and the Radio.com app. Was Andrew Luck's sudden retirement the most shocking in NFL history? 74% say no, it wasn't. Maybe it was Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson was there, Patrick Willis recently. 26% say yes. I will say of my lifetime, yes. I wasn't around for Jim Brown. I don't really have the perspective there. But I think it's similar. Both were 29 years old. One was a future Hall of Famer. I don't think Andrew Luck is, unless he gets in way down the road. I mean, just didn't put the numbers together. Thanks to everybody who made the show possible today. Our guests, Michael Hurley, Andrew Doak, and Kevin Bowen. Thanks to Logan behind the glass tonight, our program director, Diane Newman, assistant program director, Todd Manessis, Helen Santani for helping out, Tim Zimmer for booking the show. Thanks to all you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. It's going to be a fantastic show. You want to be in our audience tomorrow. It's our, well, second annual Saints Last Lap Fan Survey. I had about 10 questions I posted on my Twitter, and the results were very interesting, to say the least. That's tomorrow, 8 to 11, right here on WWL. I'm Seth Dunlap. Follow me on Twitter, at Seth Dunlap. We'll keep the conversation going tonight. And always, I leave you with our moment of zen. Andrew Luck, his full retirement press conference, courtesy of Westwood One.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.